Blog Talk Radio.
worship the Lord. God, I worship him. Come on, he's brought you over some mountain. Come on, tell him thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. That's it, let's worship the Lord. He desires our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Separates the falls and his glorious grace on us.
Praise God, praise God. Praise God. Thank God for this Holy Spirit. Amen. We just thank God for waking us up this morning. Consider he's one of the ones. He gave us another time to be with him in the morning. It's good to know that from every mountain that he brought us to, that he gave us another day to be in his presence. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that already resides with us because he woke us up. Then some of us understand that it was him that touches us. And we just want to give him thanks, you know. The songwriter just said, give him praise. Give honor to God. Lift his name up because he is worthy to be praised. I thank him for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for the things he already have done and about to do. You know, we've been traveling down this road a little short time. But we really believe that if praises go up, blessings come down. We believe in the scriptures and when he said, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. Doesn't change on that because he's worthy to be praised. He's all our all. Have you tried him lately? Have you trusted him into his hand? He wants us to look at him. He wants us to carry him all the way. Don't put him down. I don't care how tough it gets. I don't care what people say. Keep him because he's a good keeper. You know, God loves us in spite of all our wrong. I thank God for this platform.
Honor
I thank God how he
all wisdom
up.
And understanding. And he made known to us the mysteries of the will.
I don't know what's going on with that part, but I know this here that his spirit is here, and with his spirit here, we just allow the Holy Spirit to lead us to another height. You know, we don't mind letting the Lord use us. We don't mind getting out the way and allow the Holy Spirit to help us through all these trials and tribulations that we call life. You know, I learned something though in this life that if you can just trust in the Lord, you know, just have faith. You know, like somebody been around church long enough to know that you're going to go through some things. And going through your things don't mean it's the end of this day. It's just the beginning. I believe in the beginning. I believe in the Holy Spirit. He'll keep you because he's a good keeper. I've been around a lot of things in my life, but I do know one thing, that God is able. Thank God for the spirit that has already resides here today. You know, we just want to reason his word today and just give him praise today because we believe that the Holy Spirit will help. That you need some help this morning. Did you wake up on your mind, out of your bed and say, I just want to get on and just praise him today. You know, I want to go to a summit. You know, I want to read a summit. I want us to, when we read this summit, I just want to listen to the song that God gave to David in a time of need. You know, you do, you need some comfort. You know, sometimes it takes a little a song that you can just give praise to. You know, I hear a lot of things in my life, but David went through some tough times, but he knew how to call on the Lord. He knew how to repent and call on the Lord. Then he didn't keep it there. He sung praise to the Lord. Watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come so humble to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this hour. Thank you, for Father God, for the things you are about to do and already have done, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to move in our heart, Lord, as we come in your word today and reason in your word, Lord. Asking you, Lord, to move anything to stop us from hearing your word. Lord, we just come on to lift your name up today, Lord. I come and know, Father God, for no other way but just to praise you today, Lord. If it be your will, Lord, touch someone's heart. They say, thank you. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for letting me get closer to you today. Thank you for just changing my mind when I wanted to do something different. And you call in my heart that just want to get a little closer to you by listening to the word today. Lord, let your Holy Spirit prick in our heart, Lord. Hide us behind the cross as we speak your word today, Lord. Father God, let it be with a fervent power of your Holy Spirit to touch your darling son, your darling child heart, Lord. And Lord, we ask all of this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I was looking at the old scripture and I was thinking about how the Holy Spirit is really moving, you know. But I wanted to give him thanks this morning. I wanted to lift him up this morning. My brother, he had a lot of noise back there. I didn't know what was going on. Every time I opened your mic up, I didn't know what was going on. You know?
That was my mic with the other noise. You just opened me up just now, Brother Eric. Just opened me up just now. I was listening to that, too. I didn't know who that was. You just opened me. This is your first time opening me right now. You just opened me. Praise God. Let's keep it moving, though.
I just want to read a little show thing. I'm going to get out of the way. I just want to look at this summit, Psalm 98. You know, Psalm 98. I'm going to get out of the way. I didn't know where you was at, but I'm just Psalm 98. Watch this here. In the book, I'm reading for the King James Version, Psalm 98.
Okay.
Just want to lift up his name. You know, some of us it might be like me. You know, you can't hold a tune in the boat in the whole thing, but you can give God some praise. Watch this here. Look what the scripture go. Look how the scripture went. It goes like this here. Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand, oh help me, Holy Spirit, and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. Boy, every time I think about all the things that David went through and God blessed him, you know, he it would never fall. Every fight he had, God brought him through it. It wasn't this, he was so good. God had a man that he was out in his own heart and he would prepare him for battle. But he sung a new song and thought about thanking God for all the things he had done for him.
Yeah.
And look what he did, brother. He gave him thanks because he knew the victory that he had, it didn't come from him. It came from the Lord, brother. Because he said, I'm going to sing a new song to the Lord for his mom. Have you ever thought, just woke up this morning, just look outside, Brother Randy, and said, Lord, thank you for this day.
Yes.
No. I just want to just thank you for all the things you have put in place in my life. You know, and I know you're keeping me right now because I can feel your holy arms around me. That's what the Spirit's been putting in the heart. I know it's in your heart. So look at this here, Brother Randy. Look what he did. He didn't leave it there. He said, he told him that last part of that, he said, and had gotten him the victory. Have God ever gotten the victory for you? Have God ever stepped up in your life and stepped up and what's that, Brother Randy, and showed out?
My God.
Hey, Brother Red, have you ever just came in and just stepped up in your life and you turn around and say, Lord, I know it was me. I know it was you that carried me to this throne like you got me right there.
Oh, yeah.
I know it was you. Lord, I know I deserve justice, but some kind of way you found a victory in the past. So I want to thank you. You know what I'm saying? I want to give you praise for you, for the victory you gave me. But watch this here. The Lord had made known his salvation, his righteousness. Look what he said, Brother Randy. Had he openly showed in the sight of the heathens. I'm going to go to one when I say this here. Oh, everybody ain't going to be happy for your blessing, Brother Randy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, brothers and sisters. Everybody's not going to be happy of your blessing. You're going to find some naysayers. You're going to find some people that's going to dislike you just because of who you are. But I love the Holy Spirit, how he moves and helps us if we walk this walk and talk this talk. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You have to be firm when God gave you salvation. No one should be able to move you. Yeah, they're going to talk about you, Brother Randy. Yeah, they're going to talk about you, Reverend. They're going to talk about you all the time, but God will make them take it back here. Look what the Bible said. He said he showed his righteousness openly to the sight of the heathens. It's in the book. He's going to show that people know you've been changed, brother. You don't have to force it. It's going to show that the Holy Spirit is residing with you, that it counsels you, that it keeps you from keeping you in harmony. You're disciplining yourself. You get up in the morning, and some of y'all know what I'm talking about, and you pray. Or you just give thanks to God. You might get in the Word like we are right now and try to go a little farther. Don't you know the heathen's mad about that? I'm in the book. I'm reading for the book. Man, I'm almost home, man. I don't know where you at, though, but I'm almost home. And I wanted to say for us with the peace, look what it said. In my bag, I'm going to read this again. It said, the Lord had made known his salvation, his righteousness, had he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He had remembered his mercy and his truth towards the house of Israel. And all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of the Lord.
My God.
You remember?
My.
And seen they was in captivity one time, Brother Randy. And they were running towards a sea, the Red Sea. Pharaoh was right behind them, Doc, just running at them. Running at them, Doc. Now, I got to have them. You can't leave me. And God told Moses to stick his rod he had in the sea. You know, it takes a lot of faith to see somebody come behind you and you hear the voice. So he said, and trust him and stick in it. You know what he told him to do? And stand back and see the salvation of the Lord.
Of the Lord. Yes, Lord.
They seen this. They seen how we are trying, even on this platform, even on the Tuesday evening platform, they see how people are really trying to convey God's word and trying to help people see God in a different perspective. Not saying we scholars or nothing like that. Not saying that we don't, hey, I believe everybody on this line, if let the truth be told, they'll try to help somebody. You know, there's no way in the world that you love God and don't want to help nobody. Oh, I know right about it. I know right about it. Hey, brother, you're going to want to help somebody because the love of God is in you. And watch this here, brother, man. And when you do this, the mercy you give, mercy will come back to you, brother. I'm going to tell you something. Do you need some mercy this morning?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
You want God to extend his arm out there and ask you, say, Lord, I know I need you, Lord. I know I messed up. Lord, I just need you to give me, just forgive me for what I just said and done. Watch this here. Look what he told him to do. He told him, look what he told him to do. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All the earth. And make a loud noise. And rejoice and sing praise. Oh, woman,
Watch this. Do you believe his power and praise? Oh, help me. Help me.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Brother, it just don't seem to amaze me no more. We on one accord and we ain't spoke to each other about nothing.
Nothing.
Come on, brother. Come on, finish it up. Come on, finish it up. Because you're going to see how this tie right in to what you've been feeling and what I've been feeling all morning.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, baby. They're going to think we lying one day. They're going to say they're
trying to. No, they're going to think we lying. I'm telling you that.
Brother Red,
listen, brother. Eric, I've been seeing that all morning. I've been hearing that all morning. The power in praise.
Oh, praise. Lord, help me.
Oh my Holy God, Spirit. You come right Holy. In with it. You come Holy right Spirit. In with it, my brother. The
Holy
power
Spirit.
In praise. See, things got. Things happen divine in order for the Lord to get his message to his people.
Yes.
My God.
Hey, man, I might be wrong. You know, so someone here Monday, some came Tuesday, and some ain't here today. Let me tell you something. Boy, when you can get here, you'd be surprised when you can be lifted off of you. I believe God is speaking to people's spirit because
My
he always confirms what we do. He always helps us teach and preach his word. He always do this. I have never been on this platform with you or anybody that he never speak in the word. Never. He always speak. Look what he said, Brother Rand. I don't know nothing about your notes. Look what he said, Brother Rand. Look what he said. Yeah. Can I read one more time? He said,
Come on,
make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Not unto me. Not unto Randy, but make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Yeah.
All of the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Well, that's some strong stuff there.
Because
when David was going through this summit at this time, he wasn't feeling too good. And God expired. God gave him something. See, God wants us to praise him. He don't want us to be like the lost. Don't know what hey, your bills might be due. Praise me, brother.
My brother.
Your family might
brother,
be in bad shape. Praise me, brother.
Wow.
Your wives and husband
brother,
did something. Praise me, sisters and brothers.
My
he
God,
said, there's no way where that you have the love of God in you and pray that you what? Sit on it. I'm going to say it one time. When you have the love of God, nothing can stop you from praising God. He said, he told all the earth. That's what he said in the book. Make a loud noise, Brother Ren.
Make a loud noise.
Loud noise, and then he told you, and rejoice and sing praise. That's what he said. Sing
God,
unto the Lord
my God,
with harps,
my God,
and with the harps. That's what he said, and with the voice of songs. We try to do it sometimes, Brother Randy. You know, they laugh at it, but boy, if you knew my story,
yes, I give you praise.
Where
yes.
you brought me from, man. Yes, sir.
But this I give you praise.
That's it, man.
I've
been alone
with nothing
else. Thank you. There you go.
My God.
Now you understand the songwriter.
Oh.
He deserves happiness.
I feel something right here, my brother. I feel it. I feel something. My God.
He inhabits our praise. He
asked us to lift up our voice. He asked us, he told us what kind of instrument to get. And then he told him, when you get this harp, he said, use your voice of song. He said, with a trumpet and a sign of a cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord. Look what he did, the king. That's what the King James said. He said, make a trumpet with a trumpet and a sound of a cornet. That's what he said. Watch me now. And he said, look what he said, Brother Red. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roll. That's what he said. And the fullness thereof, the world, and that dwell therein. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I love this thing. You know, Brother Red, you know why I love it so much, Brother Red? If it just ain't just me and you and the Lord on the phone, I know we're doing what we're supposed to do. You know what I find out?
Oh, yeah.
When God is being lifted up, when God is truly lifted up, it's kind of hard when you don't know the Lord. It's hard to receive praise and thanksgiving when you're going through so much. How are you going to tell me to praise God? Do you really know how I'm hurt? Look how I'm hurt. Let me tell you something. There's nothing too hard for God. Don't look at your situation and make it bigger than God. Come on with it.
Can I testify for 1 minute? You know.
Yes, sir. Come on.
I ain't talked to you about this, my brother, but the Lord spoke to me maybe about a month ago, month and a half ago, and told me, don't worry about that board.
Come on now.
He took, if you notice, I haven't, I don't even have the login information for the board no more, brother. He told me, don't worry about who calling in.
Come on, man.
He said, keep doing what y'all doing. Don't worry about the people. He said, I will give you the increase.
There you go.
He said he will send people to us that want to hear
you go.
What we're saying. He said, don't get on that board. Don't worry about that board. Don't even look at it. My God.
We often say that the Holy Spirit moves, and then when he moves so graceful, man. And when he does that, brother, man, you are 100% correct. Because, man, I know people get busy. I know the days get longer. You know, everybody's not going to have the same zeal that you have. You know, and then I learned something, too, brother, man. If they don't have the platform, they don't want to be here anyway. You know, some of them, you know, the platform has to be for them. But I don't want to get on that tangent. I want to tell you, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with hearts and with hearts. Look what he said, with the voice of song, with the trumpet and the sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, King. Not knowing anybody, it just ain't anybody. The King, that's what he said. He said, let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the world and they that dwell in it. You know, every time I think about God in the heavens, I pray, may even the sea obey God. Even the wind obey God. Even the animals obey God. They thank God. They got their own little praise in their own way. You know what I'm talking about? But here we are, humans. You know, we get so busy in life. And then we'll let things trap us up and won't praise God through our adversities and trials. You know, brother, man, as well as I know it, man, we can listen to some music and it calms our spirit, man. It moves us to quit thinking about certain things when we start listening to music and the words of the song, you know, and let the melody of the song, and it helps us, it calms us down, some of us, right? Look what it says. He said, let the floods clap their hands. Let the hill, look what he said, be joyful towards together. I'm reading the last verse, before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth with righteousness. Look what he said, brother man. Said he judged the world. Did you hear what I said,
God,
man?
Oh, yeah.
Before the Lord. Before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. Don't you know one thing about it? God is going to rain on the just and unjust alike. But see, the person can look at you, right, and say, man, I wish I was like you. You better quit wishing you were like somebody, because you don't know the story they've got. You don't know what they went through. You don't know what trial they had to do to get through what they're going through. But I've learned right here. See, you want to be judged right now. Believe me. You want God to convict you right now till you start turning around and do his will, Brother Randy. We want him to do it now. We don't want to get before him and say, Lord, I believe. It's going to be too late then. You want to do it right now. Say, Lord, forgive me for the thing I have done. And then you know what? I love how I read it. It ain't been 9 scriptures here. But you know what I've learned about these scriptures I just read? That he wants us to play a part in the praise. He wants to praise so much that when he come, see,
come
like,
on,
this
man.
Is going to sound real great.
Come
this
on,
gonna
man.
Sound real great. He's just going to sound real
come
great,
on,
brother.
Come on.
He wants you to give thanks. He wants you to get in point. He don't want no spectators. He wants everybody. He said all the earth. He wants you to get in here and lift his name up and say, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for this understanding of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your love.
Can I come on in now, please, my brother? Please, can I come on in?
I got this, let me get this A-cloth, because you're going to make me sit up. Let me get this A-cloth, I'm out of here. Look what he said. Before the Lord. Because I want to get this point. I want to understand. Before the Lord, for he come to judge. Look what he said. The earth was righteousness. Shall he judge the world and the people with iniquity. Don't you know that God is waiting on some of us to get it right? Oh, I know him right about it. Because he haven't came yet. Don't you know he wants some of us to get right, Brother Randy? He wants you know how you can get right today. You can hear the word again. I know when they're gonna take up. You can hear the righteousness of God. Don't you know you're gonna be judged of your unrighteousness? You're gonna be judged for that. It's in the book. Your work will be judged. And I'm gonna get out of the way, Brother Randy, because I love the Holy Spirit. I know you're gonna take off like a rocket ship. Before you go, can you praise him for a minute? Can you give him some thanks, man?
Oh yes, come on, brother. Come on, my brother.
I just want to tell you, his Holy Spirit is here, man. I just love him, man. I'm not even worried to be doing what I'm doing. I know I'm not. I don't know why he picked this time of my life to do what I'm doing right now. Never thought I'd be doing the things like I'm saying I'm doing right now. Who ever thought a hoodlum like me to be doing what I'm doing now? You know what I'm talking about? I know it's a God. Nobody ain't got to tell me. I experienced it for myself, brother. And I know he's a God. I know it is. And I know I'm not perfect, but I do know one thing about it. I'm not worse as I used to be. Sometimes we could be our worst as enemy, right, critic, right? But also sometimes we need to encourage one another, man, to know that, hey, God and deliver you, man. Don't keep going back to that same old lifestyle. God have delivered you. I'm out of here, my brother. What you got there?
I mean, just everything that you hit on this morning, my brother.
In the name of Jesus.
I've been over in Second Chronicles.
Uh-oh.
Second Chronicles. Mm-hmm. About King Jehoshaphat.
Jehoshaphat.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And it's just crazy how it all tie in. How it all just come together. It's like it's like just all just comes together.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
My.
I know what you're running about.
My God.
Mm.
We have read this scriptorial journey over here, brother.
Jehoshaphat
had a vast army.
coming up against.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes, he did.
Oh, my mm-hmm. brother. He had a vast army coming up against him. My God, my God, my
All
God,
right,
my God. And he got word back that this army
mm-hmm.
was coming up against him, brother.
Yes, sir.
My God.
Yes, sir.
Listen to what the word of God says. He say, alarmed, Jehoshaphat
mm-hmm.
resolved
mm-hmm.
in inquiring of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he proclaimed a fast for all of Judah.
Yes, he did.
My God. My God.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
He proclaimed a fast for all of Judah.
Yes, sir.
Brother.
Yes, sir.
I truly think, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. This fast has been on our spirit all week, brother. I truly think
we need to
do it. Even if we take 30 minutes to an hour out of every
yes,
day
sir.
And just
Come
put
on,
the phone down, shut the TVs off, put the food to the side, and proclaim God.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that the nation should do it, brother. It should be a national day. We need to tear these walls down. Calling on the name of Jesus. My God, my God. It was a vast army. Help me, Holy Spirit. It was some things that was on attack. It was some things going on right here, Brother Ed. And Jehoshaphat called a national fast. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My God. He called a national fast. He called a fast for all of Judah. Listen to what it
okay.
says. It's Second Chronicles 20. And I'm
okay.
in verse 4. And listen to what it says. Just ride this with me for 1 second, my brother. He said, the people of Judah came together to
uh-huh.
seek help from the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Uh-oh.
They came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed,
yes,
they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Listen to what happened. Listen to what happened, Brother Eric. It says, then Jehoshaphat in the assembly of Judah in Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in front of
uh-huh.
the new courtyard and said, listen to what he said, oh help me Holy Spirit, he said, Lord,
mm-hmm.
the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? He said, you rule over all the kingdoms of the nation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Uh-oh.
What you just say, Brother Eric, my God, you rule over all the kingdoms of the nation. He said, power and might are in your hands. Oh, my God. He said, and no one can withstand you. My God. Listen to what he said. Listen to what Jehoshaphat said. Listen to what he praying, brother. He said, our God, do you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? Oh, my God. They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether the
right.
sword of judgment or plague or famine, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, we will stand in the presence before this temple that bears your name and cry out to you in our distress.
Mm-hmm.
And you will hear us and save us. My God. Listen to what happened. Oh, I'm just feeling something right here, brother. I don't know what it is. My God, we need to pray more. We need to fast and pray more, man. Look at what the people was doing back here. They proclaimed a national fast. Look, I'm getting excited because something happened right here. Watch this. It says, but now here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt, So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. It look what it say. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance. Listen what it say. Our God.
Oh,
will God. You not judge them? My God. Will you not judge them? It says, for we have no power to face this vast army. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That is attacking us. Oh, my God. My God. We have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us, Brother Eric. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. But listen, we do not know what to do, he said. But our eyes are on you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, my God.
He said, but our eyes are on you, my brother. Listen to what he said. Listen to what he said. Listen to what happened, Brother Eric. Something happened right here. My God. My God. It's power and praise. Listen to what happened. He said, all the men of Judah with their wives and children and little ones stood there before the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, everybody, my brother, everybody, my God, it's been on us about the kids wanting to fast with us and the wives wanting to fast with, oh, the whole family. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
That's it.
Listen to what happened. Listen to what happened. When they stood before the Lord, oh, he said, it say somewhere over in Thessalonians, thou shalt not rebuke my prophet. Oh, my God. Listen to what happened. He gave a word to his prophet to speak to him. Oh, my God. Once they all stood before him, and they fast and they was in complete humbleness and surrender to the Lord. They all stood before him. It said, then the Spirit of the Lord came on Jehazah, son of Zacharias. My God. My God. Then, after they fast and they seek God, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
Sure did.
My God. After they fast and they praised and they were submissive and they stood in there and they brought their wives and their kids, Brother Ed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They brought everybody. They brought all the nation, all the people in Judah came together and proclaimed a fast. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They proclaimed a fast and then they came together. Then the Spirit of the Lord came to Jehazel, son of Zechariah.
Listen
to what happened. Listen to what happened. As he stood in the assembly. Listen what the Lord told him. He said, listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. This is what the Lord says to you. My God. My God. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, he said. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. The battle
That's
is
it.
Not yours, but God's.
That's
my
it.
God. The battle is not yours, but God's. I'm going to say that one more time. The battle is not yours, but God's.
Yes.
Listen to what he said. Tomorrow, he told him, this is what he told him, Brother Ed. He said, tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the Gorg in the desert of Jurel. It says, you will not have to fight this battle, he told him. My God. It says, take up your possessions. He says, stand firm. And see the deliverance of the Lord will give you Judah and Jerusalem. Listen to what he said. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, he told them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the Lord will be with you. My God. listen to what happened. Oh, I'm getting excited.
One second, brother. You remember when I was, see, King James reads a little different, right? Remember when I said, watch this verse 17 in the King James.
Yeah.
He said, you should not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand you still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you.
Remember
I just did it earlier?
It's all right there, my brother. We laying it out right here. It's all right here in front of us. From what David was talking about to what the prophet's saying right now, to what Jehoshaphat is profane. What David was saying and all of it tied together. My God. My God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The power and praise. Listen to what it says. I'm in 18, Brother Ed. It says, Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah in Jerusalem fell down and worshiped before the Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, Brother Ed, you was just over there, man. I'm telling you, man. It's the Holy Spirit. Man. We ain't talked about this. We ain't talked about none of this. Jehoshaphat, listen to what it said. In 2 Chronicles 20:18, it says, after the prophet told Jehoshaphat and all the people all this, they listen to what happened. Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah in Jerusalem fell down and worshiped before the Lord.
No.
My God. My God.
Oh, yes.
My God. Listen to what happened. Then some of the Levites from the Kordias and Kordal stood up and praised the Lord, Brother Eric.
That's it. Dude.
The God of Israel Watch this. With a loud voice.
Yes, sir.
Brother Eric, I can't make this up. I'm in the book. Am I in the book or not?
Yes, sir.
Very loud voice. My God.
Yes,
What was David just doing over there, Brother Eric?
Making a loud noise.
Stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
Oh, we got to praise him, Brother Eric. For every mountain, he brought me over. For every trial, he sent me through, the songwriter said. This is why I give him praise. My God.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I ain't done yet.
Can I say this here? So I can't be no spectator, what you saying? What you trying to tell me, man?
Come on.
I want to hear you saying. I want to hear you saying.
My God. My God.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Lordy.
Yes, come on with it.
My God. Listen to what I say. Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tikra. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to what he said. Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord, your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful.
Wow.
My God. My God. My God. It says, after consulting with the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him with slander of his holiness as they went out ahead at the head of the army, saying, listen what they were saying, Brother Ed. I'm getting excited. It's just all tied in together. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you don't think the Holy Spirit in the midst, oh, you got to be something wrong if you don't feel like the Holy Spirit is in the midst of this line right now, on this service right now. He said, give thanks to the Lord, for his mm-hmm. love endures forever. As they begun to sing, Brother Eric, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, as they begun to sing and praise, the Lord set ambush against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were mm-hmm. invading Judah. Oh, look at how he moved, Brother Eric. Oh, because they just begun to praise him. They just begun to seek him. They just begun to call on him and praise him. It's power and praise. My God.
Come on, man.
He set ambush on the army that was invading Judah, and they were defeated. My God. They were defeated as they praised and sung and praised God, Brother Eric.
Yes, sir.
My God, the enemy was defeated as they praised and gave thanks to God. Oh, they didn't wait till the battle was won. They praised him like the battle was already won.
Come on, man.
They didn't wait till they knew the army was invaded or defeated. Oh, they praised God in songs because the prophet of the Lord said so. My God.
My God.
My God.
Can they put it no better? Can they put it together no better? Come on. Yes, sir. Yeah, you on something now?
My God. Listen to what happened. I'm almost done, my brother. Then the Ammonites and the Moabites rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy them. After they finished slaying the man from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. My God. Look at the praise. Look at the praise. Just turned them against each other. The men of Judah came to the place, they overlooked the desert and looked towards the vast army, Brother Ed. They saw only dead bodies laying on the ground. No one had escaped. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing, and also articles of value, more than they could take away. My God. My God. There was so much plunder that it took 3 days to collect it. And on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Baraka, where they praised the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
There you go.
This is why it is called the Valley of Baraka to this day.
There you go.
My.
There you go.
My. Something happened again, though, down here, Brother. See, look how it all tied together. Being led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lyres and trumpets, my brother. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
You've been taking my notes.
The fear of God came on all that. The surrounding kingdoms, when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, listen, my brother, I can't make this up. I'm in the book. And the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side.
Come on, man.
My God. May God be in the blessing of his word, my brother. That's all I got. My God.
You know, when you was reading that, you know, and I know some been on here for a while listening to it, it's just like it's already repeated itself a little bit, you know.
That's what I'm saying, my brother.
You know? Yeah,
that's
it,
what I'm
it repeated
saying.
Itself, you know. You know, and,
we ain't talking.
I don't know about you.
We ain't looked at your notes. You ain't looked at mine. My God. It repeated itself from what you said this morning, and it went right back to it. That's a message. I don't know. It might be a message for me, brother. I don't know. But it's a message.
I'm gonna tell you this. This is how I look at it. Now. It might not work for nobody else, but as we teach ourselves.
Yes, Lord. You know,
as we preach ourselves. You know, see, God is, when God is speaking, remember we spoke a lesson one time, when God speaks out of the mouth of two or three, he establishes the truth.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You know,
oh, yes.
So if he, you know, a lot of folks are going through right now, my brother. You know, they're going through real tough times. You know, they're hurting real bad, right? But we just read a while ago that he wants us to lift up our voice, make a joyful noise. Then he told him what kind of instruments to use. Then he gave him victory over some things. You know what I'm talking about? These is the kind of God we serve. He inhabits our praise. He wants us to lift our voice. It's time enough for being a spectator. If God did anything for you, you should be wanting to be lift your voice and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Because he didn't have to
God,
do it.
My God.
He just shows us, man. He just shows us in the Word. You mean you haven't even talked, bro?
And we spoke
almost on the same thing, but two different
attitudes. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
You know?
Yes.
And God gave victory. And God gave victory in both of them. I love the one you say. He gave me victory in an army fight, fighting a military fight. But then over here, he didn't do that at all. He even said, I'll give you, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. And then you get over here, he said, stand back. He's going to have judgment over this world and this earth. You know what I'm talking about? So God is telling us today that he's coming back. And you keep on sitting down. And please don't be complacent. And then you think you got the more time like you used to. You know, some of us don't have them kind of time. Some of us, God and gave us a more time and focus than we got behind us. You know what I'm talking about? Some of us ain't going to live another 60 years. You know what I'm talking about? Some of us ain't going to live another 70 years or maybe 30. You know what I'm talking about, brother? That's why. That's why we have to get in the hearing to serve him, man. You know, don't even worry about what folks think about you serving God. You keep lifting his name. You keep praising his name. Don't be no spectator. When you hear the love of God, you give him praise. When you hear the love of God doing something in your life, don't let nobody steal your joy. You know what I'm talking about? You start thanking God. Because, boy, they just knew your story, really. They truly knew your story. And please, I'm going to go home with this one here. Don't let nobody hold you into no sin. Man, who was that? They ain't God. You know, all you got to do is say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, give me strength to resist that. Resist that.
God, my God.
I've served with God long enough to know, Brother Nutty, he will give you strength. He will give you strength.
Here, the verse for the day. I just got through reading a little bit of it. I'm trying to drive and read, but just what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 91.
Mm-hmm.
It actually gave me verse 4, but I read down to 6. Could you read that for me again? Because I'm driving. You start at 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
you ready?
And then I get, yeah.
Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely, God loves his poor. He shall deliver thee from the snares of the fire and from the noise of the pestilence. He shall cover thee with feathers, and under his wing shall thou trust. Troops shall he be the shield of the buckle. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor by the arrow of lying by day, nor by the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor by the destruction that waste at noonday. Look what he said. Look what he said now. 1,000 should fall at thy right, on thy side. 10,000 at thy right hand. But what he said here, but it should not come now thee. Only with thy eyes should thou behold and see the rewards of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, oh help me, is my refuge, even the Most High, the inhabitant. There is no evil. The way I'm gonna read this, I'm gonna read two more verses. There should no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come now dwelling, for he shall give his angel. Oh, this is what the devil tried using in Jesus using the will, the charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. He said, they should bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Brother Nelly?
Yes, sir. It's telling you right there. He can protect you. He can save you. And the inspiration word that it gave me is that in this world, you will have enemies. There will be times when you are afraid, but when you place your faith in God, you will find refuge. Like a young birds are protected by their parents, God will offer you the same protection. Call on him when you need protection, and he will cover you. You can rest safely and with him like a baby bird would under the wings of his father. Believe in his trust will provide you with the shield and the buckle or more protection against your enemy and destruction. That's what my word of the day was, an inspiration. It's telling you that if you just trust and have faith and believe in him, you in the safety of his arm. This worldly stuff is going to fall by the side because he's going to take care of you so he can see you again. Or you can see him. That's what it's telling you now. We let too much of this worldly stuff worry us and put shadows and put that gloom over you. But you got to sort of let some of that stuff go. You got to let it go. And just put your faith in the God. Turn it over to him. Yeah, that's what I get out of that, man. And trust me, I'm work in progress, but the more I get closer and closer, the less I worry about things. It's gonna be. I'm a witness to that. I'm probably in a bad area, but that's what I had to give to you today.
Great word, man. Great word. And God's been speaking, man, and I thank God for the strength. And I'm looking at this. Well, these scriptures y'all been reading out here, brothers, there's some security in God. You know, there's some security in God. You know, why you there? Praise him. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't let nothing, no problem in your heart be bigger than God. If you think you can't handle it, give it to the Lord. Because he can handle it, bro. Yes, sir. He'll give you some sustain through it, too, as well. There's some things God's trying to teach us, too, though. He wants to learn a few things, Brother Randy, while on this journey.
Yeah.
While on this journey. So some of the things he won't lift until he gets you to understand his will, not your will. Beautiful lesson, man, today, man. Beautiful things went across the rail. I don't know if anybody want to come in, but it's a good time to come in. If you want to come in and shine in on the scriptures, all you got to do is hit the what button. You know, let the Holy Spirit lead you. You know, let God keep you. It's always our prayer, you know. We try to make opportunities for people to be able to, you know, voice their love for the Lord, you know, Brother Randy. So no one can say we hung up and didn't give you opportunity. You know, maybe you might want prayer. You know, we here. You know, maybe you just want to just say thank God for another day. Or just throwing this on a day. Or maybe you might want to pray for somebody. Or pray for us. We solicit that too as well at this time. Is I'm wrong, brother? Man, stop it now. You got something else?
I ain't got nothing, brother. I'm just full of the Spirit right now, man. I'm just, I thank God for the Holy Spirit. That's all, my brother. My God.
Yes, sometimes you say it just dismays us, don't it? The things you do.
Yeah. Don't even amaze me no more, my brother.
Yeah. Just keep on blessing us.
Okay, just number laugh. Smile about it, because we know he's in the midst. We know we got to mistake taking the right steps at least. Because he with us, man. Ooh, yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, he was, yes. Thank him for his Holy Spirit, man. So, again, if you have anything to say, you want to wave your hand, or give thanks, it is the time to do it now. Thank God for the message. Thank God for the words that went out. And I thank God for the meditation of his word, Brother Randy, because he has totally control when you surrender to him, you know. When you surrender to him, he comes in and holds you in your arm. You have just been reading the word, Brother Randy, and you feel a cool breeze go by. Yo, man, help me, Holy Spirit. You feel somebody like it's in the room with you. And that's him, man. That's God sitting his presence down on you. Let you feel his, that he loves what we do. It's what we're doing right now. And standing in the need, standing in the need. I want to lift his name up. Thank God, Brother Randy. Thank you for that beautiful lesson, man. Thank you, Nutty, for the scripture you read, man. We just, all thing we could do, man, just keep doing what we're doing day after day, you know. We don't, we're not,
that's what it's about, my brother. Thank you for presenting that for
Listen, man.
My God. Oh,
yeah, it's never rehearsed or nothing. It's strictly from the heart, man.
That's it.
I still believe in that peace. You know, I still believe in that we should be praising them, you know. You know, and I'm going to go home with that one. You know, and I'm gonna hold it in my hand, you know. And thank God for his Holy Spirit, Brother Randy. Brother Randy, I guess we can get on out of here, brother. The one, but you don't gonna pray, or, you know, you don't mind, or what?
You want to pray, I'll pray, no matter. Driving.
Okay. No, I got you. Go ahead, the Father. We come humble to you, Lord. We come thanking you, Lord, for this hour that you have gave us, Lord. That we came in reasoning your word, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for all the ones that came out just to want to hear and listen to your word, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the words that it lined it up with each other, Lord. That we can send up praise to you and thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you rightly divide the word and truth because it lined it up together, Lord. We believe when you said in the scripture that you confirmed it, Lord, out of the mouth of two or three, establish the truth, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Lord, if there's anything was misunderstood, though, Lord, what place right in the listener's ear? We just ask you, Father God, to bless their heart, Lord, to have a receptive spirit, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We find out, Lord, that if it had not been for you, oh, yes, standing with us, Lord, we couldn't be doing what we're doing, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, in this day, Lord, bless us if we go throughout this day, Lord, that the evening ones are driving on the highways and byways. Lord, just keep your hands in there. On the steering wheel, the brakes, the gas, even the ones that are riding beside them, and just keep them, Lord. And Lord, maybe it might not just be a physical automobile, but just driving along spiritual, Lord. Keep us today, Lord. Keep us in your arm, Lord, that we never fall away from you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the platform. We thank you for even on last night, Lord, for how you trust them on that show last night. Bless them to present your word, Lord. Not the watered down, but gave the uncompromising teaching of the gospel, Lord. And thank you for your love, Lord. Bless us, Lord, as we keep going, Lord. And none of that, Lord, we don't have no place here on this earth, Lord. But you give us a place in your kingdom, Lord. Allow us to be in your presence, Lord. This we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pretty good.
Amen. One more thing before we go, Brother Eric. I want to stress that fasting thing. It just come to me again, dropped in my spirit again. Fasting is sacrificing something earthly for something spiritually. You know,
we
need to stress that, man, a little more. Cause,
yes, sir.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir.
My God.
Come on,
brother.
I believe in the word. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe in it.
A young lady, tears rolling down her face. She said to me, preparing them for the worst. I told the mother to call the family.